Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is All Things Considered. I'm Barbara Howard in Boston. One day after an apartment building fire in Lowell claimed seven lives, investigators from that city's fire department, the state police, and the ATF were at the scene today sifting through the rubble. WBUR's Dolores Handy was in Lowell, too. She reports that as authorities try to determine the cause of the fire, the community is coming together to remember those who died and to assist the survivors.
All day long, a steady stream of people came by to look at the shell of the burned-out apartment building on Branch Street in Lowell.
Well, it affects the whole neighborhood when tragedies like this happens. It's really bad.
David Frederick, a father of four, lives just a few houses away on Branch Street.
Yes, when it comes to children, it kind of gets to you because I raised four kids and they're all adults now. And you just stop and think, you know, it could happen to anybody.
It is very, very hard. Yeah.
Lee Tang, a Cambodian refugee who fled to the U.S., says most of the residents of the building were Cambodian immigrants, including five of the seven people who died in the fire, a Cambodian couple and three of their children.
I came yesterday, too, and, today I just decided to come and take another close look to see what happened. So that's sad. One-third of the population here are Cambodian low. The community started to raise the money to help. We're going to gather together to help, yeah.
Help continues to pour in. Michelle Romalo is director of the Lowell Senior Center, where the Red Cross and the city took care of 50 people displaced by the fire, 10 of them children between the ages of 1 and 12.
They're coming in one by one for resources. They've all been put in hotels yesterday. Some of them are going to be relocating closer today to the Lowell area, where yesterday some of them had to go to the Nashua area.
She's amazed by the way the community has come together.
I mean, we had people, of course, that didn't know anybody in that building, but just wanted to know what they could do, if anything, to help, whether it was clothing, food, cash donations.
The city has set up a relief fund for cash donations for the victims. More memorial services are planned this weekend as the city of Lowell mourns and tries to help the victims. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.